Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Hockey team wins fourth bronze medal for India in Paris Olympics. Grappler Aman Sehrawat enters semi-final in 57kg freestyle category. Neeraj Chopra to defend his javelin gold medal tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses Bangladesh and West Asia situation with his UK counterpart David Lammy. Indian High Commission in Dhaka in touch with Indian nationals in Bangladesh who want to come back, says Ministry of External Affairs. Finance Bill passed by the Parliament. Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 sent to Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny after being introduced in Lok Sabha. And thousands of anti-racism protesters take to streets across UK to counter far-right demonstrations. At the Paris Olympics, the Indian hockey team bagged the fourth bronze medal for the country. The team defeated Spain 2-1 in the bronze medal match. The team also gave its goalkeeper Sri Jace the perfect farewell by securing this Olympic medal. Our correspondent covering the event brings us more from the Olympics.
The Indian hockey team has won the nation their fourth bronze medal of the Paris Games after coming from behind to beat Spain at the Yves Tumanoir Stadium 2-1. India rode a brace by inspirational captain Harmanpreet Singh, the penalty corner specialist, and another great performance by retiring goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh to prevail and set off joyous scenes at the stadium and back home. This is India's second consecutive bronze in the sport in the Olympics after they won the same medal at Tokyo, having not reached the podium in hockey for 41 years. Meanwhile, Aman Sehrawat has breezed into the semi-finals of the 57kg freestyle category after picking up two wins on the trot on the wrestling mats. Later, all eyes will be on Neeraj Chopra when he takes the field at 11:55 PM IST at the Stade de France to defend his historic gold medal in men's javelin after a great performance in qualification. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
In athletics, Jyoti Hiraji finished fourth in the repechage round heat 1 of women's 100-meter hurdles. She completed the race in 13.17 seconds but failed to qualify for the semi-finals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian hockey team for winning the bronze medal. In a social media post, the president said the team has made India proud and deserves the highest praise for the resurgence of Indian hockey. She said the consistency, skill, cohesion and fighting spirit will be an inspiration for the youth of the country. Prime Minister Modi said success of the Indian hockey team is a triumph of skill, perseverance and team spirit. Mr. Modi said this medal is even more special because it is the second consecutive medal of the Indian hockey team at the Olympics. He said all Indians have an emotional connect with hockey and this medal will make the sport more popular among the youth of our country. In Punjab also celebrations erupted as the news of the Indian hockey team's victory broke. A report.
The entire Punjab, including Jalandhar, immersed in the celebrations of the victory in the Olympic hockey. 10 players of the team belong to Punjab and 4 of them are from Jalandhar city. As soon as the hooter of the end of the match was sounded, people, including the families of the players, started distributing sweets and dancing on the beat of the drum, which is still going on. There is a similar atmosphere of celebrations in the village of Captain Harmanpreet Singh, famous as Sarpanch Sahib. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Moving on, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, the minister informed that he received a call from the UK Foreign Secretary and discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka, including four more assistant high commissions, are in touch with Indian nationals in Bangladesh who want to come back. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, at present, around 19,000 Indian nationals, including 9,000 students, are in Bangladesh. He added that the government is in constant touch with the High Commission to ensure the safety of the nationals. Mr. Jaiswal reiterated that the approval for former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to visit India was given at short notice. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that the government is closely monitoring the situation, including the status of the minorities in Bangladesh.
We are monitoring the situation, as you know, with regard to the status of minorities. There are also reports that various initiatives have been taken by groups and organizations to ensure the protection and well-being of the minorities. I would like to reiterate what External Affairs Minister had said in the Parliament. We welcome these steps, but will naturally remain deeply concerned till law and order is visibly restored.
Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus has been sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Muhammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangabhavan in Dhaka a short while ago. Diplomats from various countries were present on the occasion. Born on the 28th of June 1940, Mr. Muhammad Yunus is a Bangladeshi entrepreneur, banker and economist. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for founding the Grameen Bank and pioneering the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. In the United Kingdom, thousands of people took to the streets across the country to counter far-right demonstrations after days of unrest following the Southport stabbing. A large number of people swarmed the streets in cities and towns like London, Bristol, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool, Hastings and Walthamstow. The British government has deployed heavy police force to maintain order and counter far-right demonstrations in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to the Maldives from tomorrow. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance the bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent visit of the President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mirzu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Parliament has passed the Finance Bill 2024, Appropriation Bill 2024 and Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill 2024, with the Rajya Sabha returning these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The Lok Sabha has already passed these bills. The Finance Bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-25. The Appropriation Bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. The Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill authorizes payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion on these bills in the Rajya Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is continuously emphasizing and spending higher and higher amount in capital expenditure since COVID.
Effective capital expenditure can be pegged at 15.02 lakh crores or 18% over 23-24. So we are continuously, since after COVID, emphasizing and spending higher and higher amounts in capital expenditure.
Talking about the manufacturing sector, the minister said various steps have been taken with the aim of boosting domestic employment opportunities, ensuring high and sustainable growth in India's share to the global GDP over the next 5 years. Ms. Sitharaman also responded to the opposition allegations, saying that the budgetary allocations towards agriculture and its allied sectors has not been slashed, but more amount has been given. She said in the Union Budget 2024-25, the government has earmarked 1.52 lakh crore rupees for the agriculture sector against the allocation of 1.44 lakh crore rupees in the previous budget. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Vivek Tanka said women do not have special tax slabs in the country. He demanded a dedicated working complex for women entrepreneurs, whilst RCP MP V. Vijay Sai Reddy requested the Finance Minister to convert all savings accounts to zero balance saving accounts like other accounts under various schemes. Sanjay Singh from AAP, Devashi Samantara of BJD, DMK's Kanimori and NBN Somo also participated in the discussion. The Wakf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. Earlier moving the bill, the minister clarified that this bill is not intended to interfere in the functioning of the religious body and it is to provide justice to the disadvantaged and poor sections of the Muslim community.
इस बिल में जो भी प्रावधान है आर्टिकल 25 से लेकर के 30 तक किसी रिलीजियस बॉडी का जो फ्रीडम है उसमें कोई हस्तक्षेप नहीं किया जा रहा है ना ही संविधान का किसी भी अनुच्छेद का इसमें उल्लंघन किया गया है। इसमें हमने जो ब्रॉड बेस किया है किसी का हक छीनना तो बात छोड़ दीजिए, जिनको हक नहीं मिला है उनको हक देने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया है।
Mr. Rijiju said the legislation has been brought in accordance with the various recommendations of the Sachar Committee and various committees set up by previous governments. The minister asserted that wider consultations were held with stakeholders before bringing this legislation. Earlier opposing the introduction of the bill, Congress, DMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, NCP, SP, Left and others termed it as against the constitution and freedom of religion. The Musliman Wakf Repeal Bill 2024 was also introduced in the House to repeal the Musliman Wakf Act 1923. The Japanese Meteorological Agency has issued a mega quake advisory as part of the Nankai Trough Earthquake Extra Information Protocol after a 7.1 magnitude quake rocked Japan today. It has also lifted all tsunami advisories. The Japan Met Agency said the possibility of a mega earthquake is higher than usual. Earlier, Miyazaki Port in the southern Miyazaki Prefecture was hit by 50 centimeter tsunami waves after the quake. Local media reported that no abnormalities were found in nuclear plants near the quake hit area. It said after the quake, the Kyushu Shinkansen bullet train service was halted. In Russia, a state of emergency has been declared in the Kursk region as a rare cross-border attack by Ukrainian troops continued yesterday. Russian officials stated that since the start of the incursion, at least 5 civilians have been killed and 31 wounded, including 6 children. The acting regional governor, Alexei Smirnov, said the move was necessary to address the consequences of rival forces entering the region. Moscow reported that up to 1,000 Ukrainian troops, along with 11 tanks and more than 20 armored combat vehicles, entered Russia near the town of Sudzha on Tuesday morning. According to media reports, fighting reportedly took place in several villages throughout Tuesday and multiple air alerts were issued in Kursk. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from the 9th to the 15th of August to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Addressing press conference in New Delhi today, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to hoist the Tiranga at their homes, take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website.
पिछली बार 2022 में 23 करोड़ से अधिक घरों तक तिरंगा पहुंचा पाए, उसी अनुक्रम में एक बार फिर देश के हर घर तक तिरंगा पहुंचे, सम्मान के साथ में तिरंगा फहराया जाए और इससे जुड़े हुए सारे कार्यक्रम आयोजित हों, मैं आप सबका इसके लिए सहयोग और आप सबका समर्थन चाहता हूं।
Mr. Shekhawat added that more than 200 cultural programs will be organized across the country. The minister said Tiranga bike rally with members of parliament and ministers will be organized on the 13th of August. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Hockey team wins fourth bronze medal for India in Paris Olympics. Grappler Aman Sehrawat enters semi-final in 57-kilogram freestyle category. Neeraj Chopra to defend his javelin gold medal tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses Bangladesh and West Asia situation with his UK counterpart David Lammy. Finance bill passed by Parliament. Wakf Amendment Bill 2024 sent to Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny after being introduced in Lok Sabha. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus sworn in as head of interim government of Bangladesh. And thousands of anti-racism protesters take to streets across the UK to counter far-right demonstrations. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.